The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 19th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, rather 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 20. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Vile batoru krama vikramanye.
Nashrin vata karma pute narashya.
Jivasati dadur kevasuto.
Nachopagat yurugai ragata.
Translation. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead, and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord, is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes, and a tongue like the tongue of a frog. Devotional service to the Lord is rendered by all limbs or parts of the body. It is the transcendental dynamic force of the spirit soul. Therefore, a devotee is engaged 100% in the service of the Lord. One can engage in devotional service when the senses of the Lord are purified in relation with the Lord. And one can render service to the Lord with the help of all the senses. As such, the senses and the action of the senses are to be considered impure or materialistic, as long as they are employed only in sense gratification. The purified senses are engaged not in sense gratification, but in the service of the Lord in toto. The Lord is the supreme with all senses, and the servitor, who is part and parcel of the Lord, also has the same senses. Service to the Lord is the completely purified use of the senses, as described in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord imparted instructions with full senses, and Arjuna received them with full senses, and thus there was a perfect exchange of sensible and logical understanding between the master and the disciple. Spiritual understanding is nothing like an electrical charge from the master to the disciple, as foolishly claimed by some propaganda mongers. Everything is full of sense and logic, and the exchange of views between the master and the disciple is possible only when the reception is submissive and real. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one should receive the teaching of Lord Chaitanya with intellect and full senses so that one can logically understand the great mission. In the impure state of a living being, the various senses are engaged in mundane affairs. If the ear is not engaged in the service of the Lord by hearing about him from the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly the holes of the ear will be filled with some rubbish. Therefore, the messages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam should be preached all over the world very loudly. That is the duty of the pure devotee who has actually heard about them from the perfect sources. Many want to speak something to others, but because they are not trained to speak on the subject matter of Vedic wisdom, They are all speaking nonsense, and people are receiving them with no sense. There are hundreds and thousands of sources for distributing mundane news of the world, and people of the world are also receiving it. Similarly, the people of the world should be taught to hear the transcendental topics of the Lord, and the devotee of the Lord must speak loudly so that they can hear. The frogs loudly croak, cuck-a-craw, cuck-a-craw, with the result that they invite the snakes to eat them. The human tongue is especially given for chanting the Vedic hymns and not for croaking like a toad, like a frog. The word asati used in this verse is also significant. Asati means a woman who has become a prostitute. A prostitute has no reputation for good womanly qualities. Similarly, the tongue which is given to the human being for chanting the Vedic hymns will be considered a prostitute when engaged in chanting some mundane nonsense.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So, the ears which do not hear the glories of Krishna are compared to the holes of snakes. Would we like to have holes of snakes in our head? So, we want to have something better than holes of snakes in our head, then we have to hear about Krishna. So, what is the advantage of hearing about Krishna? Some may say, you're just trying to scare me with all this talk about the holes of snakes. You can't scare me with the talks of holes of snakes. Just let me know what's in it for me if I become Krishna conscious. What do I get out of Krishna consciousness? You see? And that answer is there. Krishna consciousness is the formula how to regain the original, natural, blissful, ecstatic consciousness. Which is the constitutional birthright of the living being. You are not meant to be miserable. You are meant by your very nature to be blissful at every minute. In all circumstances, the living being is meant to be blissful. Why is that? Krishna is Satchitananda, he's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. The living entity, being part and parcel of him, shares the same exact qualities. Just as a drop of ocean water has the same chemical composition as the entire ocean. Similarly, just as Krishna is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. The minute part and parcel of the Lord, the living being, is is also eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But at the present moment, instead of experiencing eternity, knowledge and bliss, what are we experiencing? Are you feeling blissful? Are you feeling miserable? Are you feeling your eternal identity? Or are you feeling like a temporary body? Are you feeling ignorant? Are you feeling all like as an all-knowing being? What's the reality? Is it? The reality is, even though we are eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. At the present time, we are feeling temporary, ignorant, and miserable. So there is actually nothing more wonderful, nothing more valuable, nothing more exciting than Krishna consciousness. I can't imagine why hundreds of people are not coming to this club. It is simply gross ignorance. Because we have something that is more valuable than anything in the entire world. If we were to run an ad in the Sofia newspaper that on Monday morning, the 19th of March, at 7 a.m. At the Hare Krishna Center. If we were to run an ad that at 7 a.m. on March 19th at the Hare Krishna Center. That everyone who visits the center will receive a cashier's check for 1 billion euros. Millions of people would come here from all over Europe. They would come from Africa, they'd come from America, they'd come from every corner of the world, they would come here. They'd be camping out for weeks to be the first one in the door at 4 o'clock at 7 o'clock. They'd be camping out for weeks, waiting for the chance to be first in line. That's how hot the demand would be. 1 billion euros. I mean, practically the whole world would come. Only a few people wouldn't show up. Maybe Bill Gates would think it was too small time. Anybody else who could get here, they would come for the 1 billion euros. But this morning, we are giving away something more valuable than 1 billion euros. Where are the people? They're in ignorance. You are the small number of persons who realize the value. So, I have to thank you very much for being here. So, this Bhagavatam is very important to be vibrated. This Krishna Katha is essential for the human being to vibrate on the tongue. Because our tendency is we want to say something. Don't you like to say something? Don't you like to talk? Is there anybody who doesn't like to talk? Everyone likes to talk. Human beings are very talkative.
Човешките същества са много приказливи.
That's the nature.
Това е тяхна природа.
We like to vibrate our tongues with each other.
Обичаме да вибрираме с езиците си.
But if that vibration is not the glorification of God,
но ако тази вибрация не е възхвала на Бога,
that vibration is compared to the tongue of the frog.
Тази вибрация се сравнява с квакането на жабата.
The frog, he goes, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра. You see?
Жабата квака по този начин.
And in the dark night, the snake, he hears that vibration. Ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра.
И в тъмната нощ змията чува тази вибрация.
Even without any light to go by, just by the sound vibration.
Дори да няма светлина, само по звука тя се ориентира.
Ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра. The snake goes and he eats that frog.
Змията отива и налапва жабата.
So if we engage our tongue by vibrating topics other than Krishna consciousness,
ние ангажираме езика си в вибриране на теми различни от Кришна съзнание,
then our vibration of the tongue is like the frog that's going ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра, ка-ка-кра.
Нашата вибрация на езика е като квакането на жабите.
And we are simply inviting the snake of death to come and take us right away.
Това, което правим, е, че просто каниме змията на смъртта да дойде и да ни отнесе, да ни погълне.
Anytime you vibrate topics other than Krishna, you're inviting death to come and take you immediately.
Всеки момент, когато вие вибрирате теми различни от Кришна, тогава каните тази змия на смъртта да дойде да ви.
The word used here is asati.
Думата използвана тук е asati.
Sati means chaste.
Sati означава добродетелна.
Changes it to the opposite. Asati means unchaste or prostitute.
Asati, когато се добави а, става обратното и
so, the tongue utilized to glorify Krishna.
Езикът, който е използван за възхвала на Кришна.
That is pious, that is chaste. And the tongue used to glorify Maya, that is asati, or unchaste. So the unchaste tongue invites death to come and take away the unchaste chanter. So, we must always keep our tongues chaste by vibrating Krishna Katha. That way there is no fear of the snake of death.
Този начин човек няма да се страхува от змията на смъртта.
Coming to devour us.
Която идва да ни погълне.
As we read a few verses ago, with the rising and setting of the sun.
Както четохме преди няколко стиха с изгряването и залеза на слънцето.
The sun is decreasing the duration of life of everyone.
Слънцето намалява продължителността на живота на всички.
Except for the one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead.
Освен на тези, които използват времето си да дискутират темите за все добрата божествена личност.
So by your being here today, you are doing something very wonderful.
Затова, че сте дошли тук днес, вие сте направили нещо много хубаво.
By hearing this discussion,
слушайки тази дискусия,
you are becoming transcendental to the influence of time.
Вие ставате трансцендентални по отношение на влиянието на време.
So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
Sometimes our job, our work requires that we hear so many things other mm-hmm. than Krishna, and,
yes.
and we also are supposed to talk also other topics.
Right.
And how
That's Krishna answers then. What to do? Yad Kiroshi. Next question.
Понякога, когато работим, сме принудени да слушаме много теми и да говорим за теми, които не са свързани с Кришна. И какво правим? Кришна отговаря с този стих от Бхагавад Гита Яд Кароши.
Кришна's answer is very simple. Яд Кароши.
Отговорът на Кришна е много прост.
Do you understand the purport? Does that now solve the dilemma? You just remember Yad Kiroshi? Now you're set, you can go to work every day with no problem, be fully Krishna conscious. Yad Kiroshi. Does that answer the dilemma now and solve the problem just by remembering those two words? It does. That's very good. I said it in a very short form, now I'll say it in a more complete form. For those who may need a little extra help.
Аз го казах първо с само с две думи, сега го обясних.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yad Kiroshi, whatever you do, do it for me. So the idea is, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a juice maker, you know, whatever you may be, offer that in the service of Krishna. And in this way, it becomes purified. It's not simply theoretical that you think, oh, I'm doing this for Krishna. Although it is partially like that. But it is also practical. That job means money.
Работата означава пари.
Otherwise, why are you working?
Иначе що работи?
So you give that money to support the Krishna consciousness movement as much as possible.
Човек трябва да дава тези пари колкото е възможно в подкрепа на движението за Кришна съзнание.
And whatever is not possible to give that you have to keep for your maintenance.
И което не може човек да дава и трябва да задържи за своята поддръжка.
You spend that very carefully in a Krishna conscious way. You do not purchase cigarettes, coffee, meat, fish, eggs. Spend the money in a Krishna conscious way. In this way, your work becomes purified. By taking the result of your work, the money, and using it properly for Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written like this actually. That I go to work to support your household, my Lord. You have to see that your home, your family members, etc., they are all the property of Krishna. So when you go to work to maintain the family members and the household facilities, you should never think they belong to you.
You
should always think they are property of Krishna. And in this way, you can actually offer them to Krishna. Next question. We have 10 minutes. Now's your chance. If there's a question you always wanted to ask, but you never had a chance. Now's your chance.
Разговорите, може да бъдем разговорите за Пак за предната. Много често да кажем предна дадаме, дори в храма. Дали искаме, обсъждаме нещо, менеджерски проблеми или пък някакви неща. Не може да бъдем на границата, дали Кришна създаде, не Кришна създаде, но просто аз смятам, че ако дадем само на мен, да, смисъл, не знам по какъв начин трябва да се ограничи това нещо, тук, да, тук за нас още по-важно това нещо, само Кришна създаде неща. Докъде се навличаме толкова, докъде повече ли се
градове
границата? Границата просто, дали, лични неща, нещо, просто ли, докъде границата?
Sometimes the devotees, even when they live in the temple, they often discuss these managerial topics, you know, how to arrange the things in the temple. And
it's also yet karosi.
So what is the limit? I mean, is this also Krishna? Is this also Krishna Katha?
Yeah, how to serve Krishna, of course. Talking about Krishna Gita is talking how to please Krishna. That is very nice Krishna Gita.
She says this is not our business, the managerial. So for devotee, it's not his business manager, but still he discuss it.
Oh, someone who's not their duty, and they want
to...
That can become, well, if someone who's not in a manager position feels that there's some mismanagement going on, then they should discuss that with the managers.
Някой не е на менеджерска позиция, но има усещането, че нещо менеджмента не върви правилно, той трябва да обсъди това с менеджерите.
They shouldn't criticize behind the back. They should openly go and tell the managers, I think it should be done this way instead.
Те не трябва да критикуват зад гърба, трябва да отидат и открито да кажат какво мислят.
And have a reasonable discussion.
Да има такава смислена дискусия.
Is it? That's, we're not meant to be just blind followers. When Brahmacharini, she left the temple because she said, oh Prabhupada, they're mismanaging the temple. Prabhupada said, you go back, take a responsible position and rectify the situation.
Тя да се върне и да вземе отговорна позиция и да поправи положението.
So if one actually has a sincere desire to rectify the whatever mistakes are being made in our society.
И ако някой има искреното желание да поправи грешките, които са допуснати в нашето общество,
then one should be prepared to take a responsible position, to actually do some work.
Човек трябва да е готов да приеме отговорна позиция, за да свърши някаква работа.
Not simply talk.
Не просто само да говори.
Such talk is called prajalpa.
Такъв разговор се нарича праджалпа.
Asati, the croaking of toads.
Или asati, квакането на жабите.
Inviting death.
И подканвайки смъртта да дойде да ги грабне.
If one simply wants to criticize but doesn't want to do any service to rectify whatever needs to be rectified, that's the croaking of toads only.
Ако някой просто критикува без да иска да поеме някакво служение, за да поправи нещата, това е просто квакане на жаба.
Any further questions? Yes.
Да работя за Кришна или нещо такова, но няма вътрешна промяна, не развивам такива духовни качества. Външните неща се стават на вътрешните неща.
Това става. she accepts the external things, like the external changes in her life, like chanting and working for Krishna and doing service for Krishna. She accepts these external things, but she does not feel internally changing. So why is this?
Yes. If you've made external changes in your life to purify it by chanting and serving, etc., it's very, very good. But if you're not feeling any result internally, then that means one thing, it could mean you're impatient. Because it takes time for the Krishna Bhakti actually to awaken in the heart. For millions of lifetimes you've been running after sense gratification. That tendency cannot be immediately turned off. It takes time to transform the tendency towards sense gratification into a tendency towards bhakti. You're not tasting that internal transformation because you're still feeling a tendency towards sense gratification. In the Chinese wisdom, there's a saying, perseverance furthers.
Има такава китайска поговорка, която се казва, че упорството води до напредък.
You have to persevere. You have to hang in there and continue with the practice with faith that it will be effective.
Ти трябва да упорстваш и да продължиш да практикуваш с вярата, че ще има резултат.
Because in due course it will.
Защото с течение на времето ще има наистина.
But there are definitely things you can do to speed it up.
Но определено има неща, които ти можеш да направиш, за да ускориш тази промяна.
You can intensify your chanting.
Ти можеш да направиш мантруването по-интензивно.
You can chant your at least 16 rounds every day as early as possible in the morning every day.
Ти можеш да повтаряш 16 кръга колкото е възможно по-рано през деня.
You can strive to improve your relationship with the Vaishnavas.
Да се стремиш да подобриш своето отношение с вайшнавите.
And with the spiritual master.
И с духовния учител.
You can strive to increase the quality and quantity of your study of Prabhupada's books.
Можеш също да се стремиш да увеличиш качеството на изучаването на книгите на Прабхупада.
And you can also, you know, directly communicate with the spiritual master whatever difficulties you're having and ask for personal guidance.
И можеш също така директно да контактуваш с духовния учител, когато имаш някакви трудности, за да ти даде лична насока.
The point I'm making is this: the process works.
Това, което искам да кажа, е, че процесът работи.
If you properly work the process.
Ако ти правилно го приложиш.
If you're not getting the results in the short run, well, you just have to be patient.
Ако не получаваш резултатите в кратко време, ти просто трябва да бъдеш търпелива.
But if after a long period of time you're not getting the results, then it clearly indicates you're doing something wrong. You're not properly practicing Krishna consciousness. Because if you properly practice it, you will actually feel how the Krishna sun is rising in your heart.
Наистина ти ще усетиш как слънцето на Кришна изгрява сърцето.
Just like behind us, this beautiful morning sun is coming.
Както зад нас изгрява това прекрасно утринно слънце.
You will have the dawning of Krishna Bhakti within your heart.
Ти ще усетиш зазоряването на Кришна Бхакти в сърцето си.
You will feel the difference in your consciousness.
Ти ще усетиш разликата в съзнанието.
You will taste transcendental bliss.
You
will become more and more conscious of Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. And you'll lose interest in all forms of material sense gratification.
И ти ще загубиш всякакъв интерес към всички форми на светилно осветление материал.
So if you're not experiencing this, you have to find out exactly what you're doing wrong.
И ако ти не изпитваш това, ти трябва да намериш какво точно правиш.
So you can work on those problem areas.
И така ти можеш да работиш в тези проблемни области.
And get out of the dungeon of delusion.
И да се измъкнеш от тъмницата на илюзията.
Come into the sweet transcendental realm of Krishna Bhakti.
И да отидеш в сладката трансцендентална реалност на Кришна Бхакти.
Where the weather is always fine.
Където времето винаги е прекрасно.
Where everything is always sweet and sublime.
И всичко там е възвишено и сладко.
Where all the speech is song and all the walking is dancing.
Където всички думи са песен и всички ходенето е танцуване.
That abode is waiting for you at every moment.
Тази обител те чака във всеки миг.
You simply have to take shelter of the proper guidance how to enter into that abode.
Ти просто трябва да приемеш слово в правилното ръководство как да влезеш.
It's actually very close.
Всъщност е много, много близо.
But if you don't know what you're doing, it's very far.
Но ако не знаеш какво да направиш, тогава то става много далеч.
So you simply have to take expert guidance. That's all.
Това, което трябва да направиш, е просто да приемеш експертна насока.
Take the advantage of expert guidance. Carefully and sincerely follow the instructions.
Възползвай се от експертното ръководство и искрено и внимателно следвай инструкциите.
And the results are 100% guaranteed.
И резултатите са 100% гарантирани.
Any other questions?
Още въпроси?
There's maybe only 30 seconds left.
Останаха ни може би половин минута.
Is everyone satisfied? Are you satisfied? All right. Grantharad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.